For those of you in our audience, this is the second game of the Advantage Final. In the first game, Minnesota B defeated Vanderbilt, who had the advantage. So this final match is for all the marbles. Packet 13, round 13 of the 2021 NAQT ICT. Toss-up one. After this artist's death, his friend, Paul Albert Bartholomew, prepared 72 of his never-shown sculptures for casting. This artist created a wax sculpture of Marie von Gethem that he dressed in a horsehair wig and real garments. This sculptor's little 14-year-old dancer shares subject matter with his Ethan, Minnesota. Like
Degas.
10, your bonus.
Nice.
After stating this line, the speaker implores the reader to get with child a mandrake root and tell me where all past years are.
Okay.
10 points each. Give this first line of a John Donne song that suggests finding a woman true and fair is impossible, stating, if thou find'st one, let me know.
I believe it's Go and Catch a Falling Star.
Okay.
Our answer is Go and Catch a Falling Star.
This romantic poet's sonnet, Bright Star, implicitly compares the title Sleepless Eremite to his lover, Fanny Braun.
That's Keats, right? Our answer is Keats.
This author's poem, Evening Star, admires the distant fire of the title object. The title bird cries nevermore in his poem, The Raven.
Yeah, Poe. Our answer is Poe.
That is all three for 30. Toss up two. During this campaign in the alliance... During this campaign, an alliance with the Yi people was sealed by drinking a chicken's blood, enabling a crossing of the Tatu River. Shortly after this campaign, Edgar Snow wrote a book titled For a Red Star Over Its Country. This campaign ended with the union of the three armies in 1936 in Shaanxi. Mao Zedong became leader of a Austin Vandy.
The Long March.
That is 10, your bonus.
Good. Good.
An 1877 libel trial arose from a critic's assertion that this artist was asking 200 guineas for flinging a pot of paint in the public's face. For 10 each, name this artist whose paintings include the falling rocket.
Our answer is Whistler.
Good. Whistler sued this Victorian art critic who wrote Modern Painters.
Our answer is Ruskin.
The painting at the center of the libel trial was described by this term, which was coined by Whistler to describe paintings that depict a nightly scene. Another example of this kind of painting is Whistler's depiction of Westminster Bridge.
Just Nocturne, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Our answer is Nocturne.
All correct for 30.
Nice, guys. Good.
Toss of three. A hybrid of this algorithm and insertion sort called TimSort is the default in modern versions of Python. This recursive algorithm is well suited to linked lists. It is stable, but not in place, as it requires big O of N space to repeatedly split its input into two subarrays. John von Neumann developed for 10 points what sorting algorithm named for its Nibir, Minnesota?
A quick sort.
Minus five.
Yep, I know this.
What sorting algorithm named for its characteristic step of combining two smaller sorted lists? Austin Vandy.
Merge sort.
10 points, your bonus.
Good, good.
A molecule with N atoms has 3N minus 6 degrees of freedom for this kind of motion for 10 points each. Yeah. Name this type of molecular motion contrasted with rotational and translational motion.
It's a vibrational mode. Our answer is vibrational.
This form of spectroscopy probes molecular vibrations using radiation with a slightly higher wavelength than visible light.
Our answer is infrared spectroscopy.
The quantum form of this principle relates the probability of a vibrational transition to the square of the overlap integral of wave functions for the initial and final states.
Is it Hooke's law?
What'd you say?
Is it Hooke's law?
I don't think so. I think this is Fourier transform, or like it's a Fourier thing, because you use FTIR.
Sure. Captain?
Our answer is Fourier transform.
This is the Frank Condon principle.
I don't know what that is.
First two for 20. Toss up four. The kind of action name for these things is the definition of language and literature, according to Kenneth Burke. A book by Victor Turner is titled For the Forest of These Things. People produce these things via relationships with others, according to a theory developed by George Herbert Mead and known as these things interactionism. For 10 points, name these things which, similar to signs, represent other... Ethan.
Symbols.
10 points, your bonus. Nice. This company's presence on Mauritius is largely to blame for the extinction of the dodo bird. For 10 points each, name this powerful company that was granted a spice monopoly by the government of the Netherlands.
Dutch East India.
It's got to be.
Our answer is the Dutch East India Company.
The Dutch East India Company was often identified by this three-letter monogram, which comes from the company's Dutch name.
Oh, gosh.
N-I-E, I don't know.
Captain?
Our answer is N-I-E.
V-O-C. The Dutch East India Company funded the 1605 voyage of this Dutch explorer, the first European to sight Australia.
That's Cook.
You're not... Tasman?
Oh, not Cook.
Captain?
Maybe?
I like Tasman.
Our answer is Tasman.
Willem Janszoon. So the first 410.
Does that make sense if he's Dutch?
Okay. Clearing and toss up 5. A song by this artist decries romanticizing the theft and bloodshed that made America the land of the free. This artist sang America the Beautiful before Super Bowl 55. That is Aiden Vanderbilt. 15. Yes.
Good. Good.
Your bonus.
Great.
This author wrote a 1972 novella that doesn't use any vowels other than E, 10 points each. Name this author of a novel translated into English as A Void that does not use the letter E at all.
Our answer is Perec.
Georges Perec joined Raymond Queneau in this literary movement that used many constrained writing techniques.
Our answer is Ulipo.
Correct. Perec and Queneau primarily wrote in this language shared by many writers in Ulipo.
Our answer is French.
That is 30.
Good job, dude.
Nice. Good job.
Toss up 6. At the end of the story, a loud, long wail of disappointment and misery encourages a man to run out into an empty street. The advice to be sensible is given by Sergeant Major Morris in this story, whose second part ends after a man from Maw and Megan's bring Mr. and Mrs. White, Aiden Vanderbilt.
The Monkey's Paw.
10, your bonus.
Good, nice. Good.
This event triggered ally Mayfair Richards' phobia regarding blood and clowns for 10 points each. I name this real-world event that traumatizes a character played by Sarah Paulson during Cult, the 2017 season of an FX series.
Real-world event. Is this like Jonestown Massacre or like the...
Oh, Cult. Sure. Yeah, it might be Jonestown Massacre. That's a good guess. Or like Heaven's Gate thing. Yeah. Let's say...
yeah, Heaven's Gate's probably better.
Okay, so say our answer is,
our answer is Heaven's Gate.
The 2016 presidential election. Oh, okay. Cult was a season of this anthology series, which cast Paulson, Evan Peters, and others in different roles each season.
Is this like
I think so. I think it's American Horror Story. Okay, I will say that. Yeah?
Yeah.
Our answer is American Horror Story.
The 2016 season of American Horror Story, which featured historian Doris Kearns Goodwin playing herself, was named for this colonial location.
Williamsburg, Jamestown?
I think it's Jamestown. Jamestown sounds familiar. Or is it Williamsburg?
What about Williamsburg? I don't know.
Captain?
Our answer is Williamsburg.
Roanoke Colony.
Okay. Anyway, that makes sense because, they died.
It's fine.
All right. Toss up 7. Organic compounds with this functional group are capable of undergoing exothermic self-accelerating decomposition. An acidic form of this functional group is found in MCPBA, an oxidant. Andrew Vanderbilt.
Peroxy.
Yeah, I can take this.
15. Peroxy acid. Yes, cool.
Nice.
Nice.
Actual 15. Chemistry. What a novel concept.
For 10 points each, answer the following about the variation of parameters. It is a method of solving second-order examples of these equations that relate a function of one variable and one or more of its derivatives.
If he keeps
differential.
Yeah. Our answer is differential equation.
The technique solves linear differential equations that do not have this property, in which an equation can be written with all the y terms on the left of the equal sign and zero
separation
on the right.
Of variables.
Separable. It's just separable.
Separable, okay. Yeah.
Our answer is separable.
That's homogeneity.
Oh.
This function of two solutions, f and g, which equals fg prime minus gf prime, appears in the variation of parameters method.
It's like the chain rule. Like,
yeah, I think. Yeah.
Or is that
chain rule?
Division? Because don't you apply the, I don't know, say chain rule.
Captain?
Our answer is chain rule.
The Wronskian.
Okay.
Oh, so that's the Wronskian.
First for 10.
Shoot.
Sorry.
Okay, toss up 8.
Can we protest that?
What, separable?
Is the chain rule acceptable?
No.
No, that's...
I think that's a different thing, yeah.
That's completely different.
Yeah, that's very different. Yeah, that's toss up eight. In 1779, a British commander with this surname was captured after his long march from Fort Detroit failed to take Fort Sackville. A 1775 raid carried out by the Hearts of Oak was led by another man with this surname, who later led the nighttime assault on Redoubt 10 at the Battle of Yorktown. For 10 points, give this shared last name of British Commander Henry and of George Washington's aide-de-camp Alexander. Austin Vanderbilt.
Hamilton.
10.
Okay,
oh, good.
Your bonus, like, this man became increasingly violent and unpredictable after the death of Percy Hunt in an ambush for 10 each. Name this Australian soldier who was executed in 1902 by the British Army for war crimes along with his friend Peter Hancock.
Ned Kelly or something.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a better guess? I don't know.
No. Let's just go with that.
Okay. Our answer is Ned Kelly.
Breaker Morant. Morant and Hancock were accused of killing prisoners of war and civilians during this conflict between the British Empire and Dutch settlers in South Africa.
The Boer War. It's just Boer War. Yeah.
Okay, our answer is the Boer War.
Morant participated in scorched earth tactics laid out by this British field marshal who won the 1898 Battle of Omdurman in Sudan.
Gordon.
Say that.
Our answer is Gordon.
It's Kitchener.
Oh, it's Kitchener. Kitchener. Shoot.
Yeah, Eric was talking about Breaker Morant a few days ago. I should have known
that. All right. Toss of nine. Some critics have linked to the dark mood of this composer's fourth symphony to the removal of a cancerous throat tumor. Before writing his own first symphony, Samuel Barber studied this man's C major, one movement, seventh symphony. Aiden Vanderbilt.
Sibelius.
That is 10, your bonus. Nice.
Excellent.
Name these American Indian authors, 10 each. This author of the memoir Crazy Brave and the poetry collection In Mad Love and War was named U.S. Poet Laureate in 2019.
Yeah, our answer is Joy Harjo.
This writer created the biracial zits in his 2007 novel Fight, which was published 10 years after his absolutely true diary of a part-time Indian.
Alexi. Our answer is Alexi.
This Kiowa novelist's 1968 House Made of Dawn initiated the Native American Renaissance movement in literature.
Our answer is N. Scott Momaday.
That is correct.
Two of the novels mentioned there, and they're both great.
All right. Toss up 10, after which we'll have a score check. This country's government runs the integrated joint operations platform and the Clean Net Guardian phone app. The profits of this company's State Grid Corporation dropped 81% during COVID. Austin Vanderbilt.
China.
15.
Nice. Bonus.
Oh, sick.
Answer the following about particle number of a gas. 10 each. This particle, the particle number is conjugate to this value. It is subtracted from the energy of a state in an exponential that appears in the Fermi-Dirac distribution.
Oh, do you have an idea?
No, I don't know.
What does it want? What does it want?
I don't know.
This quality?
This number, quantity? This quantity, yeah. Pressure, volume, P times V. I don't know.
Okay.
Pressure times volume.
Our answer is pressure times volume.
Chemical potential. When the particles are indistinguishable, this measure of a system's disorder scales with the particle number.
Entropy. Our answer is entropy.
Correct. Applying Stirling's approximation to the factorial of the particle number allows derivation of this formula for the entropy of a monatomic ideal gas.
Can we say it? It's like S equals KLN.
What's it called? Is it like Boltzmann's thing?
Entropy. Wait, do you have the full equation?
Isn't it Boltzmann's equation? Boltzmann's equation?
Probably. Yeah, go
What's
ahead.
It called? Boltzmann's... Our answer is Boltzmann?
That's the Sacher-Tetrode equation.
Sacher-Tetrode. Oh, stock things.
10 for that bonus. Toss up. Oh, that's the half.
Yeah.
I show a score of Minnesota B with 55 and Vanderbilt with 245.
Toss up 11. Buildings along this city's Boulevard du Maguerou collapsed in the 1977 Vrancha earthquake. The 1970s communist program of systematization aimed to demolish the city's historic Lipskani district, which contains the Quartier Vecchie Palace built by Vlad the Impaler. In 1989, that is Austin Vanderbilt.
Bucharest?
10, your bonus.
Okay. Just made sense.
The main figures in this painting are perched on a wire attached to a crank on its right side for 10 each. Name this 1922 piece depicting four stick figure birds.
Yeah, it's Twittering Machine, right? By Clay.
Yeah, you got it.
Our answer is Twittering
Machine.
Twittering Machine was painted by the Swiss-German artist whose Bauhaus lectures are collected in his namesake notebooks.
Our answer is Clay.
In 1911 and 12, Clay worked on the publications of this movement founded by Vasily Kandinsky and Franz Marc.
Blattrider?
Yeah.
Our answer is Der Blattrider.
That is 30.
Nice.
Toss up next. The potential over this quantity squared gives the fractional frequency shift for weak field gravitational redshift. 8 pi big G over this quantity's fourth power multiplies the stress energy tensor in the Einstein Peyton, Minnesota.
The speed of light.
That is 15.
Nice.
Bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about people rumored to be the man in the iron mask. The man in the iron mask might have been a sibling of this French sun king who expanded the Palace of Versailles.
Louis the 14th.
You, Ross Williamson, proposed that the prisoner was actually Louis's father, and it was contracted by this French queen to help produce an heir.
That is French queen.
Like the Medici one, maybe?
Maria de Medici then?
Okay.
Our answer is Maria de Medici.
Anne of Austria. Others claim the man in the iron mask was this illegitimate son of England's Charles II, who was beheaded after revolting against James II.
Ooh, this is a guy. Son of Charles II. Who was that? I don't know. I guess we're guessing an English name. Our answer is Philip.
It's the Duke of Monmouth, or James Scott. So that's 10 for the first. Toss up 13. A British general with this last name was known as No Flint for using bayonets to attack Anthony Wayne's troops at the Battle of Paoli. A British foreign secretary with this last name remarked that the lamps are going out all over Europe in August 1914. For 10 points, give this last name of the prime minister who passed the Great Reform Act and was honored by the name of a citrus-flavored tea blend. Andrew Vanderbilt.
Gray.
10.
That sucks.
Your bonus. Combining these drugs with a fibrate greatly increases the chance for muscle-related side effects for 10 points each. Name these drugs that competitively inhibit HMG-CoA reductase.
Sartans, I believe. Or is this HMG? I'm going to say that. Or is it angiotensin? Our answer is ACE inhibitors.
Statins cause an increased expression of receptors for this compound, which is often referred to as bad cholesterol, to differentiate it from HDL.
LDL. Our answer is LDL.
VLDL, IDL, and LDL all express this apolipoprotein on their surface. On the other hand, chylomicrons only express a 48% fragment of this protein.
Our answer is ApoE.
ApoB is
what? Isn't Apo okay? Oops.
So you get the middle for 10. Toss up 14. The protagonist of this novel almost forgets to visit his dean at the Stanton Institute the same day he stands naked at the edge of a lakeside granite cliff. A trial in this novel is partly prompted by a scandalous nude figure designed for the Temple of the Human Spirit that is modeled on Dominique Franconi. Out of principle, architect Howard Rourke demolishes his own building in, that is, Ethan, Minnesota.
Fountainhead.
10, your bonus.
Nice.
In 1829, Joseph Smith was baptized in this river after a supposed meeting with John the Baptist. For 10 points each, name this major river of the Mid-Atlantic, which flows past Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and Three Mile Island before entering Chesapeake Bay.
What's like the Delaware?
Yeah, it's Hudson, right? No.
The Potomac?
No, I think it's Delaware.
Delaware. Let's go with Delaware.
Okay, there's
Delaware.
Yes. Our answer is Delaware.
The Susquehanna flows out of Otsego Lake near this city of Cooperstown in the foothills of the Catskills.
Okay, I hope it's New York.
Let's go with it.
All right, it says New York.
The name Susquehanna comes from a Lenape word for these animals that were traditionally dredged from the Chesapeake Bay by skipjack boats.
Clams, lobsters, crabs. Want to go with clams?
Let's go with clams.
All right, our answer is clams.
Oysters.
Ah.
So we're at the middle for 10. Toss of 15. The purine analog, cladribine, is prescribed to treat the hairy cell type of this disease. One type of this disease involves a translocation between chromosomes 9 and 22 that creates the Philadelphia chromosome. This disease can be Gideon Vanderbilt.
Leukemia.
Say again.
Leukemia.
That is 10, your bonus.
Good. I didn't know what kind of cancer. Good, good, Gideon.
For 10 points each, answer the following about female authors who released two novels many years apart. This writer's second novel, Ghost at a Watchman, was released 55 years after To Kill a Mockingbird.
Harper Lee. Our answer is Harper Lee. It's a horrible theme for a bonus. Our answer is Harper Lee.
This author wrote about the Hijra Anjum in the Ministry of Utmost Happiness, published 20 years after her debut, The God of Small Things.
Arundhati Roy. Our answer is Roy.
A Harlem Renaissance author with this surname released The Living is Easy and The Wedding 47 years apart. Another author with this surname wrote a novel about the cynical Hollywood painter Todd Hackett.
Todd Hackett? Is this like Petrie? Are we thinking Ange Petrie? Are we thinking, who's the Todd Hackett guy? Maybe it's Larson?
Captain?
Our answer is Larson.
That's Dorothy West and Nathaniel West. So,
that's bad.
So you get 20 for the bonus.
I have currently a score of Minnesota B 100, Vanderbilt 335, with 5 toss-ups left.
I agree.
All right, toss up 16. This film's protagonist hugs a body with red and white shoes that dangles from a scaffold. This film's protagonist is unable to become a soldier. Ethan, Minnesota.
Jojo Rabbit.
15.
Nice.
Aside from its penultimate E-flat major triple fugue, every movement of this piece is in either C major or C minor. 10 points each, name the set for a piano based on a theme that Anton Schindler claimed its composer dismissed as a cobbler's patch.
Anton Schindler. Theme. I have no clue what this could be. I don't know. Our answer is Tombeau de Couperin.
Diabelli variations. This composer wrote his Diabelli variations after Anton Diabelli solicited many composers for variations for a charity benefit.
It's Beethoven, right? Our answer is Beethoven.
Diabelli also solicited a variation from this student of Beethoven and teacher of Franz Liszt, who executed a series of exercises titled The Art of Finger Dexterity.
Art of Finger Dexterity.
Czerny, maybe?
This isn't
that sounds...
those Hannon exercises, is it?
Or, wait, I don't know. Did Hannon teach
anybody? Or is he too old? I don't know. Or is he too...
Our answer is Hannon.
Carl Czerny.
Oh,
I'm middle for 10. All right. Toss up 17. This city hosts the National Palace of the Yang de Pertuan Agong Monarchy. This Austin Vanderbilt.
Kuala Lumpur.
15.
Yeah.
It's I see.
So casual. So
experts
casual.
In the use of this object are given a title meaning Master of the Blast for 10 each. Name this musical instrument made from a ram's horn and used in many Jewish ceremonies.
Oh, what is this called?
Gideon.
Shofar.
Our
answer is shofar.
The shofar is blown at the end of this Day of Atonement.
Our answer is Yom Kippur.
Good.
100 blasts of the shofar are performed on Rosh Hashanah to commemorate the cries of the mother of this Canaanite army captain who is killed with a tent peg by Jael.
Our answer is Cicero.
That is 30.
Why are you so good at that? You're so good. Why are you so goated?
Toss up number 18. A group called Hylea developed an offshoot of this movement whose name starts with the prefix ego. The author of Backbone Flute, who signed this movement's manifesto, A Slap in the Face of Public Taste, was Andrew Vanderbilt.
Like Russian futurism.
That is 10, your bonus.
What? Okay.
In 2018, the government of this state sued India's Adani Group over the coal runoff at Abbott Point for 10 each. Name the state where Adani's proposed Carmichael coal mine has sparked environmentalist opposition.
What? It's Adani India. Shoot, our answer is Sindh.
that is Queensland. Critics claim that increased coal shipments will further damage this landmark, the world's largest structure built by living organisms off of Queensland's coast.
Oh, Great
Barrier Reef.
Yeah,
our answer is Great Barrier Reef.
Correct. Environmental protesters targeted this predecessor of Anthony Albanese as head of the Australian Labor Party for his neutral stance on the Carmichael mine.
Is this ScoMo? Is this Scott Morrison?
Maybe. Sure. I don't think it's Morrison, that's Kern.
Captain?
Our answer is
Turnbull, maybe? Our answer is Turnbull. Turnbull?
Bill Shorten.
Oh, okay. We
couldn't have
done that. So Great Barrier Reef for 10. Toss-up 19. Yeah, clear? Yes. In 1982, the city's orchestra voted to exclude Sabine Meyer despite the support of conductor Herbert von Karajan. Turkish woman, Nerman Ethan, Minnesota.
Berlin.
15, your bonus.
Nice.
This first baseman was one of the few MLB players to develop serious symptoms of COVID-19 during 2020. For 10 each, name is 2020 National League MVP who led his team to the NLCS.
That's like five baseball questions this tournament.
I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
Name a baseball player. I don't have anything.
Rivera.
Captain?
Our answer is Rivera.
Freddie Freeman is the first baseman of this NL East team, which has not won a World Series since the departure of Chipper Jones and Greg Maddux.
Who's the second past the Cubs who didn't win a World Series?
Well, but the Indians won already. Let's just name it.
How about the Pirates?
Sure.
Captain?
Our answer is the Pirates.
You offend me so badly. I'm a bad Pirates fan. That's the Braves. We are pathetic. I know this. This player who won the 2012 World Series MVP with the Giants made brief appearances with the Braves in the 2020 NLCS, surprising many fans who were unaware that he was on the roster.
This isn't happening.
Yeah.
Please end my suffering.
Our answer is Pujols.
That's Pablo Sandoval.
Okay.
So you get nothing there. Toss up the last. Spectral lines called swan bands are indicative of this element in stellar atmospheres. The Murchison and Allende meteorites are members of a class of chondrites named for this element. Low-mass stars begin producing this element in a helium flash that marks the start of the triple alpha process. Stars bigger than the sun fuse hydrogen in a cycle named after, for 10 points, what element along with nitrogen and oxygen? Aiden Vanderbilt.
Carbon.
10, your bonus. This man called his subject a conspiracy within a conspiracy in a missive he wrote under the name Mr. X for 10 each. Name this American diplomat and advocate of containment who wrote the long telegram.
Kennan. Our answer is Kennan.
Yeah.
Kennan's notion of a conspiracy within a conspiracy referred to this communist state, which to which Kennan was briefly U.S. ambassador in 1952.
Soviet Union?
Probably.
Yeah. Our answer is the Soviet Union.
That is correct. This historian won a Pulitzer for his 2011 biography of Kennan. He previously wrote about U.S.-Soviet relations in We Know Now and 2005's The Cold War.
Oh.
Is this Goodwin? Is this not Goodwin? I don't know. Or is this like Isaacson?
I see this on Goodreads sometimes, but I'm not going to remember. Say Isaacson. Our answer is Isaacson.
That's John Lewis Gaddis. You get the first.
Right. Gaddis. I've actually read stuff by him.
And that is the half.
That's the end. I have a final score of Minnesota B 140 and Vanderbilt 430.
Good game.